Hello, everyone. I'm Amy Fisher, and I welcome you to the January 23rd, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, Amy. I'm Lynn Fever, and want to remind you that the photos, phone numbers, and website addresses in this podcast can always be found in the print version on the FreePod website at freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ, National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now, let's get started on the news we've been missing. In news about the upcoming Freeport mayoral election, the petition to change Freeport's city manager and part-time mayor form of government back to a full-time mayor with no city manager has been withdrawn. A court hearing on the legality of the petition, originally filed by Aaron Hoskinson, was canceled when Hoskinson withdrew it. The move officially puts an end to having a referendum on the April ballot asking that same question. Freeport residents originally voted for the change to the city manager, part-time mayor form of government in May of 2017.
With the April 1st municipal election coming up fast, the League of Women Voters of Freeport is providing a chance to get to know the candidates who, if elected, will be making decisions directly impacting our community at a candidate forum next Tuesday, January 28th at 6 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. Candidates include those running for Freeport Mayor, Freeport City Council, and the boards of Freeport School District 145, the Freeport Park District, the Freeport Public Library, Highland Community College, and Freeport Township. The candidates will offer brief introductions, and there will then be time to visit with attendees one-on-one while enjoying refreshments. The event is also supported by the Rockford chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority and the Freeport branch of the NAACP.
The Freeport City Council has approved the purchase of three new 2025 Ford Explorer Interceptor squad cars for the police department to replace vehicles with considerable mileage. The successful bid for the new vehicles was submitted by Stivers Ford in Waukee, Iowa, at around $48,000 for each vehicle. Minus a $19,000 trade for the four older squad cars and an additional discount of $500 per vehicle, the total bid amounted to $124,000. The dealer also submitted a bid to upfit the three new squad cars, bringing the final cost to just over $148,000. Funding for this project is included in the 2025 Police Department capital budget.
There's been a lot in the news about the price of eggs, and you may have observed higher prices yourself. Why? Well, one important reason is the bird flu virus. The bird flu virus, also known as H5N1, continues to circulate among poultry flocks and some dairy farms, affecting both humans and animals, and consequently impacting the price of eggs. According to the USDA, the virus has claimed over 20 million laying hens during the fourth quarter of 2023 alone, and over 100 million since the epidemic began in 2022. Emily Metz, president and CEO of the American Egg Board, said in a statement to the news organization Axios that the tight supply caused by the bird flu, combined with the high demand typically seen in winter months, are directly causing the spike in pricing. When you consider how many other products on store shelves contain eggs, we also get an explanation for the rise in other grocery prices, too. Currently, the virus is primarily impacting livestock and fowl. However, to date, there have been 66 confirmed human cases in the U.S., but no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Of those cases, 40 have been dairy workers, 23 were poultry workers, and 3 came from exposure that is unknown or possibly from wildlife. The affected individuals have had very mild symptoms and have recovered without any complications. According to the CDC, the current public health risk is low. However, people who have job-related or recreational exposure to infected birds or animals, including cows, are at a greater risk of contracting bird flu virus. So far, the bird flu virus shows no signs of the mutation that would allow H5N1 to lead to a pandemic, but that could change. When flu viruses go back and forth between species, especially between poultry, pigs, and people, they can more readily mutate. Although veterinarians are on the front line in this outbreak, physicians and other healthcare providers should always ask patients about animal exposures when treating individuals with respiratory symptoms. And people working with animals who could be carrying the virus should always be sure to practice safety precautions. For more information, visit the links provided on our website.
As we reported last week, after being on the market for more than a year, the former Freeport-Stevenson County Visitor Center on US 20 just east of Freeport now has a new owner. The BCG Group Incorporated bought the building and will be operating a nationwide online classic car dealership called AutoSmart. Brian Caldwell, owner of AutoSmart, says that the business is unique in that it is consignment-based, allowing them to sell a variety of products without needing a big inventory. AutoSmart will also sell campers, trailers, used cars, and motorcycles, as well as providing detailing services and a range of detailing products. Caldwell is proud of the company's past community service and plans to continue that role in Freeport. He's been a Rotarian and involved in many drives for food and other goods, as well as in efforts serving homeless veterans. As the business grows, he would like to start a coffee and cars discussion that would offer free speakers and discussions of interest to motor vehicle enthusiasts. This has been popular at other locations. He expects the new business to be open in April. The Visitor Center originally opened in 2005, and the Greater Freeport Partnership eventually began operating the building but closed the facility in April of 2023.
As mentioned last week, the book release party for One Book, One Freeport is this Saturday, January 25th from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the meeting room at the Freeport Public Library. Pick up your free book to read as part of this community-wide program, learn more about upcoming activities, and enjoy live music from the Early Jazz Society, tasty snacks, and a community craft activity and a puzzle for everyone's participation. For more, if you haven't already listened to this week's in-depth interview featuring Freepod and Timbeck 2 host Becky Connors interviewing Diane Ludwig about the program, it's available online with lots more great details about this every other year nationally celebrated program.
The Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois has opened registration for their Dribble, Pass, and Play basketball program for kids aged pre-K through second grade. This non-competitive program emphasizes teamwork, skill building, and having a great time on the court. The program begins February 22nd and runs through April 5th, with practices during the week and games on Saturday mornings. Early bird registration is offered before February 3rd at a discounted fee of $40. After that, the registration fee is $50 for the remainder of the time through February 7th. Spaces fill up quickly, so secure your child's spot today. Volunteer coaches are needed too, so contact the Y at their front desk or through their website or by calling 815-235-9622.
The Freeport Area Church Cooperative, or FACC, is working to find housing for the homeless and are looking for almost all types of household items needed to set up homes. They will pick up furniture items. For more information, call 815-233-0435.
On Tuesday, February 4th, Vic Berardi, a well-known raptor photographer, will present his program, Wintering Raptors of Illinois and Wisconsin, with emphasis on raptor descriptions and possible locations to find these birds in the winter months. Berardi's photos have been widely used by conservation organizations and raptor field guides. The program will be 7 to 8:30 p.m. February 4th at St. John United Church of Christ in Freeport. The event is sponsored by the Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance, formerly known as Northwest Illinois Audubon Society.
For those who haven't noticed, here's a reminder of Freeport Park District's winterization program, which is in effect through the end of March. At Crate Park, roads to Upper Flagstaff Hill are closed to vehicles in precaution of icy conditions, and the sled hill has been fenced in anticipation of more snow in the weeks ahead. In the meantime, one pickleball court net remains up in Crate Park, and one tennis court net remains up in Reed Park, and elsewhere, soccer and basketball nets have been taken down. The parks are just as beautiful in the winter as during warmer months, so it's always a great time for a hike through these wonderful community spaces.
The Park District's popular Candyland Ball is coming up on Valentine's Day. Registration is open for dads or other significant adults and daughters 10 years of age or younger. So dress up and dance the night away in royal fashion at the Masonic Event Center on Friday, February 14th, starting at 5 p.m. Admission for the event is $16 for Park District residents and $17 for non-residents. Registration is now open, must be completed by Friday, February 7th, either online by Googling the Candyland Ball in Freeport or by calling 815-235-6114. The website and the phone number are in the print version of this podcast.
The owners of Hilldale Deli have announced that they are moving the business out of downtown Freeport to Lanark, but no end date has been set yet. They cited high permit costs in Stevenson County as one reason for the move. Preparations are ongoing for the Lanark location, but Hilldale will stay open in Freeport at the corner of Van Buren Avenue and Stevenson Street until the new place is ready. Freepod will report further as the transition progresses.
And as Hilldale leaves, a new business arrives, and it'll be fun and games at a new store opening soon just north of Freeport. Twisted Games and Collectibles will open February 7 at 1030 North Riverside near the driver's license office. Featured items for sale will be board games, Magic, Pokemon, Dungeons & Dragons. And customers can play all the games on tables in a large gaming area and bring their own game or rent one. So check out Twisted's Facebook page for their open hours every day of the week.
As we look ahead, this Saturday is another day for the Stevenson County Winter Farmers Market at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, here's a reminder for the local ag community about the Agronomy Summit at Highland Community College next Wednesday, January 29th, from 10 a.m. to 2:35 p.m. at the college's conference center. This year's conference will feature research updates from University of Illinois faculty specialists, highlighting the best management practices in the areas of soil fertility, corn and soybean management, and weed control. Registration is $25 and is required to attend. To register or for more information about the Northwest Illinois Agronomy Summit, visit go.illinois.edu/JSW or call U of I Extension at 815-235-4125. We'll have more next week on an open house at Tri-County Christian School planned for Tuesday, February 4th, and we're already looking forward to the Arctic Ale and Art Walk in downtown Freeport on Saturday, February 22nd.
As a reminder, if you're looking for something to do this week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of events and activities throughout the county. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there, and there's a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. While you're signing up, for more of what's going on in our community, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org, or by using their QR code in our print version.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview featuring Freepod and Timbeck 2 host Becky Connors, interviewing Diane Ludwig of the Freeport Public Library about the library's biennial One Book, One Freeport program. Then tune in to next week's Tuesday in-depth interview featuring Freepod host Alan Wenzel, interviewing Highland Community College President Chris Kuberski as they talk about plans for the college in 2025. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, January 28th.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in and around Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts as each new podcast airs. You can also always click through to our pods on our Facebook page or the website of our partner, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. As always, Freepod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons, reporters, and editors. We're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us and reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking members of our community. So, thank you, Team Freepod. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Lynn Fever, here with Amy Fisher, and thanks for listening.